At Lowe's, our members get more. With the My Lowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
I'm kind of happy about this. We have the new judge in the Brian Koberger case getting sick of bullshit very quickly from Ann Taylor. We have an alibi. We have an alibi. What is your fucking alibi? Oh, he likes to drive around at night in the dark, creepily by himself. That's your alibi? Now, in a kind of shocking move, which I'm very surprised they're attempting to do this, but again, I think they're just throwing anything against the wall to see what sticks. The defense team of Brian Koberger is requesting a Franks hearing. Frank's hearing examines whether an affidavit used to obtain a search warrant contains misleading or false information. And if granted, the court will then consider arguments on both sides before a ruling is on the motion. However, the problem with all of this and the 2,000 pages of exhibits that they gave to the judge said they're largely irrelevant. Yeah.
So there isn't a chance that a whole bunch of that evidence is going to get tossed. Is there?
What do you mean?
Like the knife sheath based on, their...
Well, I mean, that's the goal of Ann Taylor. That they want to get anything tossed. They want to try... They're arguing technicalities. It's the same thing that we saw over in the Delphi case. And this is how the system works. They're going to argue to either exclude or include things into the case, and you want to get anything excluded that's going to remotely make your person look like they could be a murderer, like a knife sheath with his DNA on it. But if they can determine that it was handled incorrectly, or if it was gotten by ill gains, or if the testing was somehow not accurate, you can find something wrong with it. You can get that sort of thing thrown out, even if the evidence is there. And then that's how you can get guilty people going free.
That's the disturbing part. We have an incredible legal system that works well for both sides. And it freaks me out sometimes. We have Richard Allen from the Delphi case, who's been horrifically mistreated. And then we have, there's so many other cases that we talk about where it's like, well, that wasn't supposed to happen. Not in America.
No, I mean, it's really, I've had my eyes opened in the last couple of years of doing true crime.
Yeah.
It's not the system I think everybody thinks it is. If you're not,
oh, it's very flawed.
If you're not versed in this area, it is so fucked, and things go awry so easily, and you can manipulate the system in so many ways. And it's basically, if who can manipulate the system better is who wins. It's not innocence or guilt. It's who's the better manipulator. The quote here, unfortunately, the defendant's memorandum largely fails to identify which particularly the relevant portions of the exhibits are, instead referring simply to the exhibit number without identifying the precise pages at issue, Hippler said. Thus, what are they doing? Thus, the court.
I mean, these are attorneys. They've written papers. They do documents all day long. They know how this should be done. So this almost feels intentional.
It does. It feels like let's drag this out a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. The court is left with the unenviable task of sifting through pages and pages of largely irrelevant documents to discern what portions the defendant may be referring to. Hippler emphasized that that it is not the court's responsibility to comb through voluminous filings for relevant information. The court is not required to search the record looking for evidence, he added. The defense has been ordered to resubmit its filings and exclude irrelevant portions with a deadline set for Tuesday. The critique comes on the heels of a separate dispute last week in which the defense sought an extension for filing motions related to discovery. The deadline has been November 14th, but the defense requested an extension the day before, citing the vast amount of discovery that still needed to be reviewed. Judge Hippler rejected the request on November 15th, stating it lacked sufficient justification. Motions to enlarge deadline filed on the eve of the deadline are not well taken, Hippler wrote. Defendant could have ascertained far sooner whether the discovery motion's deadline would pose difficulty and brought it to the court's attention. Further criticized the defense for failing to demonstrate good cause for the delay. Defendant has not set forth what efforts have been made to review the discovery, what portion of discovery has not yet been reviewed, why it's not been reviewed, or how long it will take to complete such a review, Hippler added. With the defense now under strict orders to revise and resubmit their Franks hearing motion, the focus remains on how these procedural delays and criticisms will impact Koberger's legal strategy. They're trying for anything. That's why they're going for the Franks hearing at this point. If they're trying to find some sort of technicality with the police work that they're hoping will somehow get this thing dismissed or pieces of evidence excluded from the case itself.
Doesn't it feel like it's a kid back in school and the teacher is assigned homework and you've had this assignment for 3 weeks. And then the day before you're like, I'm not going to be able to get that done. There's no way I can get that done.
Yeah.
Well, because you just started, you've had 3 weeks, you know, there's so much about this case. It's been dragging on for how many years? These poor families.
I know.
Get your shit together and let's get this thing on the road.
I can't imagine.
I can't either. Lives are just stopped right now. How do you move forward?
These parents and what they're going through. I cannot imagine. I mean, the most outspoken individual, Kaylee Gonsalves' father, he's always been very vocal on all of this. I get his frustration. He was frustrated from the beginning with the police work. He was frustrated with all of this because none of it seems to ever work in the direction of let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
It's let's see how long we can. I mean, and it's not their fault. This is just how broken our system is and how we allow for such extremes to take place and how delays can work and why everything takes forever to get done. We're in a society where we get things done so quickly. The court system has not remotely caught up to it. They might as well put the fucking wigs on like they do in Britain.
In the UK.
I mean, because it's like, it's really true. Like, that's how slow and inaccurate the system is. It's like something of another time period. And why are we celebrating that? Why are we celebrating like really bad, uneducated decision making versus efficient, fast, to the point, factual decision making that, look, you can't file a motion against a fact.
Yeah.
But we,
what a novel concept.
But we allow it. So, but this judge, thankfully, seems like not taking a whole bunch of shit from anybody. And I hope he continues to. I think the other judge was way too lenient on everything. And yeah, they need to move this along for the sake of those families and to get to the bottom of this. Because if it is Koberger, then let's put him away. If it's not, then you still got a fucking murderer out there.
Well, and that's a huge problem. If it's not this guy and they're screwing around trying to drag their feet for this trial, well, that means the real killer is still out there doing whatever they feel like they want to do.
Exactly.
I'm not okay with that.
It doesn't exactly go in the direction of justice.
No.
It'll be interesting to see where this goes. When's our next hearing? It's coming up. Is there a date for a hearing on this? I don't even.
January, I believe.
Okay. We're going into January now. Trial set for, August of next year, I believe. I'm kind of doubting we're even going to hit that, that mark.
You know, I know we shouldn't be into betting here, but I would love to bet a couple bucks on that and see what happens. Can you bet on that stuff in Vegas?
I don't know if you can get in Vegas. Maybe. I don't know. There's websites where you can bet on almost anything.
I'd be willing to put some money down that this is not going to start in August.
Yeah. An interesting thing, those betting markets have been one of the most accurate predictors of the future, other than sports games.
Yeah, I heard about that, especially with the election, they were spot on.
They were spot on with the betting
market. And that's disturbing.
It is, but I mean, it also is kind of a pulse of society. And you're just basically feeling that pulse and seeing what you're getting.
But how are they getting their data, their information? The pollsters were wrong, and yet all these betting sites, they were right.
Why do we
have pollsters? What's their source? Are they using AI?
Again, why are we even fucking using pollsters? Again, it's like put on the fucking wigs and let's go back and pretend it's the 19th century for some reason. These methods, did they work at one point in time? Yeah, we're not there anymore.
Agreed.
It's, yeah.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.